Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to a serious listen to Music for Lent and the Passion. This visit is called Free Us, Save Us, and Defend Us, a cry to the Spirit for help, or De Profundis. Many settings of the Passion or Requiem include the movement titled Libranos. This broadcast began with a text written by English composer John Shepherd, whose years were 1500 to 1588. Free us, save us, and defend us, which is reflected in Psalm 130. You heard the voices of the 16 under the guidance of Harry Christophers. Christus Factus Est is the gradual for the Mass, held on Maundy Thursday. It serves as an antiphonon sung after the Benedictus and other parts of the divine service during Holy Week. Christ was obedient to death. This setting of Christus Factus Est was written by Johann Michael Haydn, the brother of Franz Joseph. Gary Graydon is the conductor of the St. Jacob's Chamber Choir.
Thank you.
some of the magnificent choral music by Johann Michael Haydn. You heard Christus Factus Est, sung with great beauty by the St. Jacob's Chamber Choir from Stockholm. Michael Haydn has written many fine sacred choral works. Most of you are familiar with the Crucifixus text, which is part of the Credo, or the I Believe section of the liturgy. Crucifixus etiam pro nobis, sub Pontio Pilato. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. This version is by Antonio Vivaldi and performed by Ensemble Matthias, led by Jean-Christophe Spinosi. That setting of the Crucifixus was generated by Antonio Vivaldi, which was part of his Credo in Sol Maggiore, and was presented by the Ensemble Matthias, led by Jean-Christophe Spinosi. The reading and singing of the Passion from one of the Gospels during Holy Week dates back to at least the 4th century. Composer Egil Hovland of Norway, whose years were 1924 to 2013, wrote some very significant sacred music for the church. This piece, How Long, O Lord, Wilt Thou Forget Me, was written in 1968 and is a version of Psalm 13 and is sung in English. Stefan Skorlit leads the Oslo Philharmonic Chamber Choir.
Thank you.
The one choral conductor who invited the world to understand the music of Egil Hovland was Leland Saturn, who died at age 94 and taught at Augsburg College in Minneapolis. You just heard, "How Long, O Lord, Wilt Thou Forget Me?" The Oslo Philharmonic Chamber Choir was on stage. The next piece comes from the pen of Samuel Barber, and any choir worth their salt, as we say, has sung this very challenging choral work. It originally comes from Barber's string quartet, which was the Adagio, and was then arranged with the text Agnus Dei, Lord Have Mercy. These are the voices of the Dale Warlan Singers.
Thank you.
Dale Warland has just led his singers in Samuel Barber's classic Agnus Dei, Lord Have Mercy, adapted by the composer from his string quartet Adagio.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. Originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
familiar spiritual, The Trumpet Sounds, with another gospel hymn heard quietly in the background, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. It was written by Ian David Coleman, director of the William Jewell College Choir. Randolph Lee was the trumpet expert, and that is a piece your choirs should use sometime. The Lord's Prayer is a special text for all of us, but I'm guessing you have not heard this setting by German composer Otto Nicolai, whose years were 1810 to 1849. This is a fantastic composition for double quartet and double choir. This is the Consono Kammerchor with Harold Gears on the podium.
Thank you.
Isn't that a great unaccompanied work? It should find its way into regular use. That was Pater Noster, the Lord's Prayer for double quartet and double choir by Otto Nicolai. Those were the voices of the Consono Kammerchor from Germany, led by Harald Gers. To close, you are in for another treat. First, we hear the Cathedral Singers under Richard Prue with the Gregorian chant of De Profundis Clamavi. Then we hear a cantata by Danish-German composer, who was one of the most prominent organists and composers of his generation. His years were 1665 to 1697, just 32 years, but he wrote some wonderful music. Two versions of De Profundis, one the Gregorian chant and the other a cantata by Nicholas Bruns, the latter being sung by soloists and orchestra of Harmonics Mundi. The conductor is Claudio Ostronio.
Oh.
You have just heard the Gregorian chant De Profundis sung by the Cathedral Singers from Chicago. This was followed by a cantata of De Profundis by Nicholas Bruns, performed by soloists and orchestra from Harmonix Mundi, led by Claudio Astranio. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Free Us, Save Us, and Defend Us, Music for Lent and Passion. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2017.